I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing morning music for your enjoyment, and I'll be playing a special treat for you.
There are 20,000 streets in New York City, not counting MacDougal Alley in the heart of Greenwich Village, a charming thoroughfare.
Here we go again.
The famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. I promised Daddy I wouldn't miss on any, and we have just one day. Gotta see the whole town from Yonkers on down to the bay.
In just one day, New York, New York, a visitor's place, where no one lives on account of the pace, but 7 million are screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place.
Hey, look who's coming back, Tom and Andy.
Hey, Tom, Andy. Hey, fellas, how was your day in New York?
Oh, wonderful. I don't remember a thing.
Manhattan women are dressed in silk and satin, or so the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. When you have just one day, gotta pick up a date.
Maybe 7 or 8
on your way in just one day.
New York, New York,
New York, the hell of a town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York.
New York, New York, from the musical production On the Town. Introduced on Broadway in December of 1944. Music by Leonard Bernstein and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. That recording was made in 1960, but the artists are not identified. So, from a show that was introduced on Broadway in 1944 in December, we'll go now to one introduced in 1925.
I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he will bring to me, the harmony
George and Ira Gershwin wrote that song, Looking for a Boy, in 1925. The singer was Eartha Kitt.
Oh, give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe it. It's something I've been dreaming of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of hope that there will. She does something to me, and my heart just won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside. item and send them to the one I love. Yes, send them.
A gal in calico down in Santa Fe used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town, see most every kind of gal, every kind of gal. But who made my heart sing, yippee-yi, yippee-o, my little gal in calico?
You can have your gals dressed in silk and satin, those who drape their shape in crepe de chine. Take your city gals who go around hi-hatting, thinking they look swell in velveteen. When they're wrapped in sable, we're not able to imagine how they look.
I'm just a country boy, and any country boy knows a fancy cover doesn't make a fancy book.
Knows a fancy cover doesn't make a book.
I'll take my gal in calico,
calico,
down in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Guess I'd better let her know that I feel this way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree. Gonna quit the rodeo. Gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico for a wedding gown. Then will I fence her in? Yippee-yi, yippee-o, my little gal in calico.
Yippee-yi, yippee-o, little gal, calico.
Yippee-tie-yay-tie-o, tie-tie-o.
Hardly need to tell you that that was Bing Crosby singing A Gal in Calico. He was accompanied by John Scott Trotter's orchestra and Judd Conlam's Rhythmaires, the song written by Arthur Schwartz and Leo Robin for a motion picture, The Time, the Place and the Girl. That was a hit in Australia in 1948. And the recording before that was by Frankie Davidson, I think a Melbourne-based singer, One Dozen Roses, a hit for Dinah Shore and also for Kate Smith in Australia in 1943. It was written by Country Washburn and some of his colleagues.
Never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know. I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
You Never Know. What a pedigree that song had. Written by Harry Warren and Mac Gordon, it won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1943. It was just one of three songs which Harry Warren composed which won Academy Awards as Best Film Songs of the years. Prolific and very acclaimed songwriter. Vera Ling was the singer. Today's the anniversary of the first performance of Franz Lehár's operetta The Merry Widow. That was in Vienna. I'm going to play now two songs from The Merry Widow.
Thank you.
Weren't they two wonderful songs from The Merry Widow, compositions of Franz Lehár, and both sung by Australian artists. The Australian tenor Donald Smith sang I Love You So, The Merry Widow Waltz, and Gladys Moncrief sang Velia. This day in 1948, Cole Porter's most successful show opened on Broadway. The show earned the first Tony Award for the Best Musical of the Year, awarded in 1949. The show was Kiss Me, Kate. It's based on a musical farce version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, which is about to be staged. And as the cast anticipates the new show's opening night, they play or perform this song.
Another opening, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folk to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show.
4 weeks you rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week, will it ever be right? Then all of our hottest, that big bird's life.
The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
The nervous members of the show as it's about to open, and that case were represented by Gogie Grant, Howard Keel, and Anne Jeffries. Two important players are Lois and Bill. Bill has a gambling problem, and Lois is concerned about his behaviour.
Why
your baby can be your slave.
Vocalist who sang Lois's song, Why Can't You Behave, a plea to her lover Bill, was Ella Fitzgerald. Bill has signed the name of Fred, one of the star actors, to a $10,000 IOU to pay for a gambling debt, a rather desperate thing to do. The leading actor, Fred, and his leading actor, partner, his ex-wife Lily, are the stars of the show. They reminisce of their early days.
Perfect night for love. it's more than wonderful.
I say you care, dear,
for you madly.
I say you long, dear,
for your kiss.
Do you swear, dear,
darling, gladly?
Life's dear,
and you're mine, dear.
Wonderful,
wonderful, it's a favorite star above.
What a bright, shining star,
like the love, it's wonderful.
You're listening to some songs and an outline of the plot from Cole Porter's most successful show, Kiss Me, Kate, opened on Broadway this day in 1948. And the song you just heard, Wunderbar. Fred and his ex-wife Lily, as stars of the show, reminisce of their early days. And that recording was by two singers who sang in a 1948 revival of Kiss Me, Kate on Broadway, Paul Jones and Nicola McAuliffe. As the show begins, and then during its admission, Fred's assistant and the dance ensemble sing Too Darn Hot.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not. 'Cause it's too, too, too darn hot. With my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling high, Christ a God, for his squad, a Marine, for his queen, a G.I., for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too done.
Kiss Me Kate, It's Too Darn Hot was sung by members of the ensemble and the cast, but that recording was by Ella Fitzgerald. Reference to the Kinsey Report is interesting. The show was launched in 1948, and it must have been just a little while before that that the Kinsey Report was published in the USA, and that was based on a very large-scale survey of the sexual behaviour of American adults. It was quite a controversial thing at the time. Lois has been involved with another man, but she reassures the badly behaved gambler and fellow cast member Bill that she still loves him.
If a custom tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry, hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I am. I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may.
That's how Lois tried to reassure Bill that she still loves him. The singer in that particular recording was by Della Reese. Always true to you in my fashion, and Della Reese sang it in a Latin tempo. Well, is this going to end with a happy ending or not? The star, or one of the two stars, Lily, has already admitted to herself that she still loves Fred. As they kiss, Bill sings this song to Lois.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars.
That's how Bing, Bill serenaded Lois, So In Love. And in the 1948 version of Kiss Me, Kate on Broadway, the song was sung by Alfred Drake, and that's who you heard then. I hope that little treat pleased you. Why is the show called Kiss Me, Kate, incidentally? Because Lily's character in the play is named Catherine.
If there ever was one, it's you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. You are every sweet thing come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you. Words praise in a well-turned phrase never seemed to spring from my heart. I'm never one who reaches for sentimental speeches. I'm not versed and I'm not rehearsed in the kind of words that are smart. Still, I can speak sincerely and tell you just as clearly, you're a sweetheart. If there ever was one, if there ever was one, is you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. You are every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you.
You're a Sweetheart, written by Jimmy McHugh and Howard Adamson for a 1937 film in which it was sung by Alice Faye. That recording was by Al Bowley. Hope you've enjoyed today's program and wish you Happy New Year, and hope that 2025 is a good year for all of us.